I am the architect. I created the Matrix.
Shall we play a game?
Good morning, good morning. This is Bob Sherwood. I'm sitting here drinking my coffee and thinking about something that's very, very important. Yes, it's about love, L-O-V-E, love. Maybe it's Thanksgiving I've been thinking about. And of course, you all know the great quote from Thanksgiving is, gosh, I'm giving thanks for being here today and glad I'm not a turkey. Yeah, that's a horrible joke, I know. But so I've been thinking about the term love and how it's expressed in different ways. And I'm going to contrast the term love in terms of words versus actions. Words being, I love you, and actions meaning doing something that shows that I love you or you love me. And which one is more important, words or actions? So you probably know I do a lot of marital consulting work. Probably didn't know that, but it's true. People come to me and ask me questions about their marriage and about their kids. And I provide marital counseling. Now, I'm not an expert, but again, I have lived for, which will be almost 79 years. And I've seen a lot of marriages come and go. And so I've learned a lot about marital counseling. So I'm going to give you an example of a counseling project I had with a couple. I can't tell you their real name, but let's call them Jack and Jill. Jack and Jill. Jack, of course, is the husband, and Jill is the wife. And they've been married for, 25 years. So I'm talking to Jack. Jack, what's the problem? My wife never tells me she loves me. That's what Jack said. Jack, is that a problem? Yes, because I need to hear her tell me that. Well, Jack, have you ever asked her to tell you that? Jack says, well, yes, I have asked her. And what does she do? She tells me she loves me, but she never does it without me telling her or asking her. Well, what about you, Jack? Do you tell your wife that you love her? Yes, I do. I tell her every day, almost every morning. I get up in the morning and in the evening, and I tell her I love her and I can't do without her. And what does she say? Usually, thank you. I see. So just so I understand the complaint correctly, and Jack is a complainer. I've dealt with him before. So your complaint is that your wife doesn't tell you that she loves you. Now, Jack, let me ask you a question. Do you think your wife loves you? Of course I do. My gosh, we've been married for 25 years, and she stuck with me. She loves me. So, Jack, you know that she loves you, right? Yes. But she just doesn't tell you often enough. Is that correct? That's correct. That's right. You've got it. See, now Jack is telling me that as a counselor, I'm doing my job. So I said, well, Jack, let's examine a few things. Now, you start out by saying your wife doesn't tell you that she loves you, correct? And that's your complaint. Jack says, absolutely. I want her to tell me more. I want her to say, I love you, Jack. You're the greatest, Jack. You're my savior. And she doesn't do that. But what does she do? What do you mean? I said, what does she do, Jack? What does your wife do? He says, well, she runs our home. Well, no, be more specific, Jack. What does she do? Well, and give me an example, like for today, Jack, what did your wife do? Well, I can answer that. My wife got up in the morning and she went down and got the laundry and put my clothes in my closet. She usually, cleans them, washes them, and then puts them up the next day. And she took my dirty clothes down and put them in the washer. And during all that time, Jack, did your wife say that she loved you? No, she didn't. Well, what else happened that day, Jack? Well, I went over to my washing area. I wash my face every morning, and I opened a drawer, and there was, four or five pair of clean underpants and four or five clean pairs of socks. And how did that happen, Jack? Well, Jill always does that every day and keeps that drawer full of all clean clothes. So in other words, Jack, what you're telling me is your wife, while she was filling up this drawer, was not telling you that she loved you, but she was working to fill that drawer up with clean clothes. Well, that's right. You've got it. In other words, she's not telling me she loves me. Well, tell me some more, Jack. Well, last night I was sitting watching television and, you know, just minding my own business. And she was in the kitchen, and she brings in a plate full of food. And she says, "I just cooked this. I thought you might like it." And Jack, did she tell you that she loved you when she brought in that special plate full of food? No, she didn't. And this is what is annoying to me. But she brought you in a plate of food. Is that correct, Jack? Yes, she did. But she never told me she loved me. You see where this is going, right, audience? Right. And it gets on and on, because that's the whole point of words and actions. Now, what else happened, Jack? Tell me. Well, I was downstairs watching my favorite football game, and she came downstairs and brought me a bottle of water. And when she brought you that water, Jack, now listen to this carefully. When she brought you that bottle of water, Jack, did she tell you that she loved you? No, she didn't, and that's what's annoying. My wife does all these tremendous things for me. She brings me water. She brings me food. She cleans my clothes. She keeps my clothes pressed. And on top of that, every day she makes my side of the bed. And let me ask you a question, Jack. When your wife, Jill, was making your side of the bed, was she telling you that she loved you while she did it? No, no. And that's the annoying thing. She makes this my side of the bed every day, but while she's doing it, she doesn't tell me that she loves me. Now, I think I made the point, and I could go on and on, but I think you get it, is that some people speak with words. Jack speaks with words. I don't even know what he actually does for his wife, but he does tell her that he loves her. But his wife, Jill, she speaks with actions. And I'm of the opinion, after giving you considerable thought, I think actions very often speak louder than words. I said, "Jack, I am almost positive your wife loves you. Why else would she do all those things for you? Bring you food, clean your clothes. She could just have somebody else do it or not do it, but she does it, Jack, you idiot, because she loves you. In her world, actions trump words. So she uses actions to show you that she loves you. And in her world, she believes actions trump words. It's what you do. It's not what you say. She may be, by the way, pretty disappointed in you, Mr. Jack, because you're saying that you love her, but you're not showing her. You're not making the bed. You're not washing the clothes. You're not bringing her a sandwich every once in a while. What are you doing, Jack, to show your wife that you love her in the way she interprets love? Remember, she's looking for actions. It's easy to say, I love you, and then wrap yourself around a TV for 24 hours a day. It's more difficult to not say, I love you, and then do something special for the person that you love. So today, and this is going to be a short message today, be thinking all day long about the difference between actions and words. Words are important, no question. Words matter. But actions, I am convinced now, speak louder than words. But you don't have to actually agree with that or not agree with it. Just think about this. The person that you're complaining about that doesn't say they love you enough may be showing you they love you 25 times a day. And if you're only telling them that you love them 5 times a day, then they're winning 25-5. So go out today and think about what actions you can take that will show the person that you love that you truly love them. So the message today is about love. It's about words and actions. They're not the same. People don't think about them as being the same. So go out today and take some action. Use your words, but take some action. That's all for today. Bob Sherwood signing off on this Tuesday afternoon. Have a great day and think about it. Words and actions. And by the way, thanks a lot for listening. And send this podcast on to your friends, because at one time I had over 200 listeners. Now I think I've only got one or two. I need some more. Why? Because it makes me feel good. So if you want to make me feel good, show me by the actions. Or you can also send me an email and say, oh, great, I love your podcast. But you know something? Actions definitely speak louder than words here. Send a link to my podcast to five of your best friends or a couple of your enemies. But that's the action for today. Signing off, Bob Sherwood. Have a great day. See you in a few days, or maybe even tomorrow.